Yo, Spades gang, welcome to the BK Spades Show. I am your host, the BK Spades, here with my very lovely co-host,
Novocaine, baby.
All right, Spades gang, without further ado, let's jump into this show. Let's go.
Yo, Spades gang, welcome back to the show. Today we got, like, the fam on as panelists. We're going to talk about the Tiffany Haddish Show, Austin Aries, that's a wrestler, and Aries Spears video. We're going to talk about Bad Baby and her philanthropy, and we're going to talk about She-Hulk twerking, and also at the end of the show, we're going to talk about who killed R&B. But first, we got to get into this. We're going to get into this Tiffany Haddish Aries Spears thing. But before we do all that, let's see who we got on the panel. First up, of course, we got the co-host, Novocaine.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Let me redo that. Let me go with it again.
I don't know why you introducing me at this point.
I don't know, because you on the panel and I was talking and it just made sense.
Okay, anyway, go ahead.
No, it's too late. We're skipping you now.
Oh my right. God.
We got Big Bro Demo, aka Demon. We got Turtle Boy over here at the bottom corner.
What's good? Don't forget the boy.
Turtle Boy, you gotta say it because it's a W in
boy.
The name. Uh-huh. We got my sister, Tiffany Red.
What's up, y'all?
And we got the homie, Ace McFly, who is in like the adversarial hat right now. And I don't like it. No,
I thought I heard some booze.
I'm a Knicks fan. It's just so happened I ain't got no.
That's even worse.
Oh.
Even worse than the
Bulls.
Ooh.
All right. Worse.
All right. So now you know who everybody is. Let's talk about this video because this is blowing up all over the internet. We watched the video before the show. We will not be playing it on the show. Sorry.
Thank God. Yeah.
But we're gonna start with Novocaine since she's the co-host. What are your thoughts overall? What are your thoughts on the video itself?
I want to fight overall. Like, I don't know what else to say right now. Like, this is just a complete emotional response. Like, we literally just watched the video. I do not have any other emotions at the moment, but I just want to fight. Who allowed this to happen? What is the cameraman doing? Who's it? Oh, it's just so many questions. Go to the next person because I don't know what to say.
Turtle Boy, what are your thoughts?
Like I said, I just feel like that was just a cautionary tale gone wrong. That just don't make no damn sense. I had to cover my eyes like for some of that. I'm just like, ain't right.
What's funny is like watching like everybody's reaction while watching that cringy video was I chuckled a little bit just because everybody's like, nobody wanted to watch the video except for Demone. Demone got like the hardest stomach out of all of us. I think he was just like, I'm watching.
Look at his face, he's like, you sure?
I'm assuming.
Yeah. First you said Demone, the only one that wanted to watch the video. I said I didn't want to watch it.
No. I didn't say
he didn't want to watch it at all.
He didn't want to watch it. I'm just saying, like, looking at everybody's reaction, Demone was like, I see this shit and I'm I know it's bad, but I will power through it.
I mean,
what are your thoughts?
I've had this conversation for a long time because I think people use entertainment and comedy to try to hide things. Like, there's nothing funny about child molestation. There's nothing funny about women being raped. So people that say, oh, I can find the comedy and everything, there's no comedy in that. So my biggest problem is, like I said, Aries Spears, Tiffany Haddish, the cameraman, the parents, I know all these adults. Nobody thought that shit was wrong.
Right. No one.
We're going to get to the parents.
So,
read this article.
So it's like, it's just another example of how we're fucking failing our children. Because nobody said the little dude. Like, him coming down the stairs in his underwear is strike number one. And then all this shit that they were doing. Yeah. It's like, even if you know it's happening somewhere and you know this is like based in reality, there's nothing funny about it. That's my opinion.
Tiffany. Well, First, I want to say, as a fellow Tiffanyan or whatever, I do not claim Tiffany Haddish, okay? In no way, shape, or form. And I'm with Novocaine. Like, I want to throw hands because, okay, if it's a PSA, understood, but I feel like there was, I feel like there should have been a better way to convey that message, and that was not it.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. Good points, everybody. Ace, your thoughts.
But essentially, Damone answered it. He said everything I wanted to say. I can just piggyback on it. It's like, you can't just pass off, you know, something like that and say, I'm a comedian. Or, mm-hmm. oh, it's funny. Oh, you do some sick shit. Oh, I'm just a comedian. It's just a joke. Like, I get it. I understand 100%. It was just a joke, or it was informative, like Turtle Boy said. But you can deliver that message a different way. I laughed when the song played, and I'm gonna probably always laugh when that song plays. But after it stopped, then it's like, all right, that shit. Mm-hmm. And then I'll laugh again. But the actual thing itself, like.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, what's like from doing skits and being like and stuff like that. That's just what we saw. Imagine the shit that didn't make the cut, and that was pretty long. So yeah. that's a 3-4 minute skit. It's probably 10-20 minutes of them doing ignorant shit to that kid that never even seen the light of day. It's like, that's what's
if anybody's been in a room where you have a kid, especially when they're doing something like this, your attention span's not long, they're tired, they're frustrated. And I think that's another aspect of that as well. And we're going to get to this article. I think Tiffany Red, you wanted to chime in really fast before we move on?
Well, about the song that was played, I said, out of all songs, I'm going to play R. Kelly, who known as a pedophile. Like, come on. Right.
Yeah.
I'm almost pretty sure that was part of the joke.
That was the reason. Was the meta of the joke. Right. That just made it worse to me.
It did make it 10 times worse. All right. So, the Daily Beast, if I'm not mistaken, are the ones who broke this story recently here. Because I heard everything everybody said, and I think the article may answer a few of these questions. So, at the beginning, we're going to start from the top. During their childhoods, Jane Doe and her younger brother say they called Tiffany Haddish Auntie Tiff. The comedian had met their mother through the comedy circuit, and used to refer to the siblings as her niece and nephew. But in a lawsuit filed pro se on Monday night, in which Jane is an anonymous plaintiff on behalf of both herself and her brother, who is a minor, the siblings allege that Haddish and her fellow comic Aries Spears recruited each of them to perform inappropriate acts on camera when they were children. Now, we're going to stop right there for now. Now, we saw the actions of that little boy, especially when he was on the ground right at the beginning. So what happens is, Tiffany comes in the room, Aries is playing the kid's uncle in the skit.
Mm-hmm.
She drops him off and she leaves the room. That is the extent of what we see from Tiffany on camera for the most part. She gives an excuse. She leaves him with the uncle. She walks away. The first thing we get is Aries is reading a newspaper, and he drops a page. And then on the other page, there's two eyes, and the creepy uncle is watching the child, who is in his underwear, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the child is playing with a train and a plane. And if anybody knows any part of comedy, when it comes to anything that looks like a penis, you know, he was playing with it in a suggestive manner. Just from that scene, what was your feelings at that point? At that point, were you like too far, or like, were you understanding the skit?
Automatically too far. I didn't understand the skit at all until it said, "Watch who you leave your kids with." Like, I didn't know what was going on until the very end. That definitely was too far. I feel like what was too far was the kid coming down in the underwear. Like, why you got your kid around somebody in their underwear?
That's true. True.
Man.
No. I have an issue with that.
Okay, so let's get back to some of these art, because I think this is important too. Jane Doe, now 22, and her brother John, now 15, had adopted pseudonyms due to their respective ages at the time of the allegations. The lawsuit, both individual and on her minor brother's behalf, she took this out. She's the legal guardian for her brother now. According to this article, the mother is... What are we timing out?
Go ahead. No, finish what you was about to say. what you was about to say.
The mother herself, I think she was going... Her and Tiffany met, according to this article, met and bonded over divorce issues or something to that effect. And that's how they became friends. And eventually that grew to her trusting Tiffany and trusting her with her kids. At the time that this stuff was going on with them, Jane was 14 years old when her video happened, and John was 7. So both of them have videos, and the article also tells about what these videos are. Novocaine, what were you going to say?
No, it's something else. Something else. My mind went all the way off with that part.
I'm sorry. Okay. They say, this is the mother. We were both going through a divorce, the mother told the Daily Beast. It was a messy, 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 messy divorce. We just got really, really super, super close.
According to the lawsuit, they trauma bonded.
Yeah. According to the lawsuit, Haddish called the family for every birthday and Christmas. The siblings' mother noted that for years, Haddish reliably checked in, whether that be from a movie set or overseas. So now we can see how she was able to trust, have that trust with the kids, you know?
With the kids.
Mm-hmm. But I guess that raises other questions, like, how well do you know people to be trusting them with your children?
Right.
I mean, we gotta understand, you know, with Hollyweird, you know, they're known for grooming children. So I wasn't as surprised, but it still made me feel some kind of way, because it's like, Tiffany Haddish, isn't she the host of Kid Do the Darnest Things or something
Say
like
the
that?
The Darnest
now?
Things. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. She still the host of that?
I don't know. I know within from that time to now, she definitely was the host.
Right. So it just makes me feel funny, because, you know, you got grown adults around. But it makes me question the adults, because I'm not going to blame the children. The children are innocent to me in the situation. It's got these sick ass grown adults in their mindset.
That's true.
What I was going to say about the mother, right? Because you said that the sister is now the guardian of the little boy. Mm-hmm. So my question is, what happened for the sister to become the guardian of her brother?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because we don't even know the back part of that yet, but we do know that she is the guardian now, because he's still underage. He's 15, right?
I think she's 22.
That article?
Yeah, he's 15 now.
This
article just came out.
He's still underage. So how did the courts grant her guardianship instead of the mom?
I think the mom got sick or something like that.
Oh.
Like mentally. I think she was going through it.
Oh, she was mentally sick?
It mentions it in the article. I can't find the spot right now. I am looking while we were talking, and I have not been able to find it. It's in here somewhere.
And that just goes back to how sick this world is. She basically, it kind of seems like she allowed it to happen. The mom just was like, yeah, pushed her kids off.
So that's
just pushed her kids off and like.
Right.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, because just as a black male, we always talk about this in our families and watch our uncles, watch our daddies. We don't talk about the mamas pimping the kids out.
Mm.
There's a lot of that going on. And I think it gets overlooked. Because it always comes to the thing of somebody that they trusted or somebody that they felt comfortable leaving their kids with. But a lot of times they weren't even tricked. A lot of times they're willing participants and stuff like this, especially when they think it's a come up involved.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I mean, and then you have someone like Tiffany who was already put on, and like when you said come up involved, we do turn the blind eye. Oh, this person's helping us in some kind of way. And I don't know where the mom's career was at as far as her comedy goes, but you do kind of take down your safeguards with people that you consider to be family, and you're like, okay, they're helping me. But
to what extent, though? As a father, to what extent? I trust my brothers, I trust my cousins, but it's like, oh, I'm going to take your kid to film some stuff. Filming what? What are you filming? What? Like, where? There is so much that goes into that, to trusting somebody with your kids.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And in this article is alluding that she did not know what the plot of what they were filming was.
So why would you let them go?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't even like my kids being, I don't post my children anymore on the internet without them asking. Like, I'm like, hey, I got a picture. I see you did well. Hey, I want to post it. Is it okay with you? And they're what? 12 and 9, 10. So whenever I have things for them, you know, from their accolades, I ask them first, hey, is it cool for me to post this? Do you want me to post this? They tell me, no, I don't. And if anybody posts my children and I see it and they didn't ask them, like, yo, take that down. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So
I was like, say, cause you demo ace.
I'm like, so how you not know what your children are being filmed doing? Like, you should, if you're going to film my child, you tell me. I'm like, yo, what are we doing? Why are we filming? Mm. And if it's some kind of skit or show, I'm damn going to ask, okay, so what's the script? What's going on there? What do you have my children doing? Because I need to know mm-hmm. these things. And you write them on. She absolutely failed her children by not doing her due diligence and asking.
Mm, see, that's like you, Demo, and Ace, like y'all, three good examples right here. It's like, I don't ever see y'all kids on social media mm-hmm. unless it's like a special occasion or something. And even that, it's like, what, once or twice a year? If yeah. that.
Whenever right. I get permission.
Whenever you get permission.
Like, yeah.
Whenever you get permission.
It'd be scary.
Like, and I see people like posting like kids every day. What school they at? Like out in front of the house. Mm. I'm like y'all gotta chill. Like
y'all gotta chill.
Every day, every they other day. Like
the school name and location. That shit's crazy.
Like the worst I would do is post pictures of them when they're both adults now. I post stuff when they were kids. But yeah. like from now when they were kids, but that's about it because like you said, people are just they're sick. So
y'all not hear about that? The TikTok people, how they're, you know, you can save videos on TikTok. And for the older people that don't use TikTok, because I know a lot of you guys that listen to the show are like 28.
Chill
plus,
on them.
And a lot of, no. I'm just saying a lot of people don't like TikTok.
I feel attacked right now.
Damn it, I'm 36. So I'm just saying, people, you know how we are. We like, yo, I'm not jumping into no TikTok, no MySpace, mm-hmm. none of that. You know how it is. Not when you MySpace. Not MySpace.
MySpace.
Not
MySpace.
Look at your age showing.
It's like, hey, MySpace, you know they keep bringing it back in different ways. I'm sorry.
You can consider me an old head too. You ain't gonna see me on TikTok.
I mean, WhatsApp. Instagram.
What's that?
Hey, I still refuse to get a WhatsApp, man. People be trying all. You got to no. Why would I need that? I don't need that. I'm good.
Hey, people still be sneaky linking on Kick.
Whoa. Not sneaky link on Kick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, Kick was the that was the come up for a minute.
BK, what happened on TikTok?
Oh, so on TikTok, a lot of people are saving these videos, right? And this one lady, her kid is young, like 4 or 5. And all the people that are either in the comment section or saving the video are 30, 40 plus men. And they're saying creepy stuff on the videos and stuff. And she didn't realize that that was happening. And then her videos are going into people's, you know how they do the what is it called on TikTok? When you watching up stitching. And all that, it got real creepy for a minute. And if you don't think these people are watching your social media knowing what these videos are posted, seeing the location they're posted from, especially on like Snapchat now. It's so easy for people to find your address if you don't know how to cut that stuff off. You're putting your kids in danger all the time.
Sure, you're putting yourself in danger. If you have an iPhone, make sure you turn off your location access on your Instagram. Go ahead and do that if you haven't done so already.
And while we're at it, like, make sure when you be out in these big ass crowds, especially to my women right now, if check your bags before you, once you get in your car, check your bags, check your pockets. If you got on baggy clothes or a hood, check that. Make sure you don't have any Apple iTags in your stuff. Cause I saw a video where old buddy sent one of them iTags clean across to another country, and that boy, he can find where exactly where his package is.
See what I'm saying? That's why I'm like camming up on my own channel, because a weirdo, they be like, why don't you cam up? For what? For what? So you can try to pinpoint my location based off the thing you don't like me saying? Nah, I'm good. Okay? Too weird.
My location is always on. Pull up.
I mean, right, because I'm for that to happen.
I do get what people are saying, but that's another thing when people are always asking me on social media, like when I posted the picture of me at Cleveland Airport like last week, the picture was from 2 weeks ago. Everybody like, oh, where you going? Because it says you're at the airport. Yeah, I was, fool, 2 weeks ago. I never post real time.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm posting from Atlanta, I'm back in Ohio. I never post real time. But even my friends, they go, oh, you on the deck smoking? Yeah, 2 days ago. Like, everything stop. You know what I'm saying? So people just have to be, you know, be smart, be aware of what they post, when they post. Like,
that's true. Like I said,
people are just crazy. You gotta,
people,
that is true.
I think it's that innate ability to be first or better or sound interesting to everyone else that they get hasty and post these things. And you got to be careful. Like, even when I go back to my hometown, I don't tell people when I'm leaving for real. Like, you never see me on Facebook like, hey, everybody, I'm on my way home. Like, am I worried about anything happening? No. But I got a family to protect, so I don't need the whole world knowing I'm taking my black ass somewhere. I don't need you to know I'm going to Atlanta. You know?
I used to be one of those that post in real time all of the time until I realized how sick this world is. And I was like, not poor little old me. I ain't going to give them extra excess when I'm already trying to protect myself from the day-to-day.
I'm glad my kids aren't social media people like that. Like, even my son just posts stuff in his stories, and it's mostly like reposts. And my daughter really don't post social media stuff, like every now and again.
God bless them.
I'm right now trying to make sure my kids don't become social media people. I think I might be failing though, but I'm trying. I'm like, if you're gonna be here. If you're going to be on social media, at least know how to protect yourself. Don't click this. Don't do this. Don't post this. Make sure you have nothing recognizable in your backgrounds, that type of stuff.
Or at least post them somewhere expensive.
Yeah.
somewhere they can't afford to go.
Okay.
All right. We all surgery real quick. Let's get back on this article and video, because I want to talk about what the video of the daughter was at first, the 22-year-old, because she also had a separate video from the little boys. And remember, she was like, what, 14, 15?
Yeah, she was underage too, yeah.
When this video was produced. So in the clip, Spears and Hattis asked Jane to watch in the recording booth, allegedly seemed innocuous at first, if a little strange, a group of co-eds were arguing over a Subway sandwich. But then the co-eds began eating the sandwich in a suggestive manner from opposite ends, moaning and making sexual noises as they both ate the sandwich in a manner that simulated the act of fellatio, per the lawsuit. I don't know if you guys ever seen a Sprite commercial where the girl was hitting the fellatio on the thing and then it turned out, you know, squirted all over her face, and then it was like a Sprite commercial, or I think
they had a band commercial.
Remember the band commercial? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
They did a Skittle one too, I believe.
The Skittle one? Yeah, the Sprite one. I don't remember.
Yeah,
the
it was a Sprite one.
At least I don't think so.
So I'm just saying, if those moments that went viral,
that was her?
No. I'm just giving an example of what type of video this was if they showed her young self.
I was about to say, take them down now.
Here we go.
This is enough.
Wait a minute. There's more.
Oh, Lord.
The complaint claims that Spears told Jane to mimic what she had seen on the screen, including the noises precisely like what she heard throughout the video. The 14-year-old, who was allegedly nervous and disgusted, fell silent until Haddish returned to the room, the lawsuit claims. Haddish verbally explained what was expected of the plaintiff, Jane Doe, and then showed the plaintiff, Jane Doe, how to give fellatio, including moments, noises, moaning, and groaning, the lawsuit states. At that point, Jane told the Daily Beast, I knew 100% what they wanted out of me. The lawsuit describes Spears allegedly looking on while a physically, emotional, and mentally uncomfortable Jane received this instruction. I tried to mimic what they wanted me to mimic, but it still came out just super uncomfortable, Jane told the Daily Beast. I knew when I left the booth that I didn't complete what they wanted me to do. Haddish paid Jane $100 before sending her home. Jane said she tried to shrug off what had happened. I didn't confide to my mom. I didn't confide to nobody else about how weird I felt at the moment. A year later, Haddish allegedly approached the children's mother with a similar pitch, recruiting Jane's little brother John for another video. Although the comedian allegedly told the family John would be filming a sizzle reel for Nickelodeon, the suit alleges the 7-year-old, he was 7 at the time, wound up starring in the video posted on Funny or Die and other online platforms titled Through a Pedophile's Eyes.
Oh, shit.
A representative for Funny or Die also said that they found the video disgusting and they wouldn't produce anything like that.
But they posted it though.
They didn't. They also had a website you could submit your own stuff and post it on their site. That's what they did. It wasn't a Funny or Die production. And when they found out about the video, it was removed in 2018.
Still made it to your site. You shouldn't have.
Still made it to the site. Right. I was trying to find that video for the life of me. And I guess, I don't know if Aerie Spears' YouTube channel is still up or not because I couldn't find it. But I was trying to go find that video and just look through the comments because I'm like, why now is this coming out? Like, why wasn't there an outrage then?
Ooh, 4 years ago. Whole 4 years.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you talk about Lizzo, you know, and now, you know, Folk Mass, so they're going to try to air him out now? Like, why?
I'm so glad you said that.
I was thinking the same. Hold up.
And now it's time for that segue, baby. That was like the best segue.
That was one of the best. That was a good segue.
That was my next question for everybody.
That's the question that got us here.
It is the question that got us here. This is the question that made us change the direction of the show again. For like the 817th time this season. Why now? Mm-hmm. Ace, I'm going to go to you first.
Why not? I mean, why now? It's because, you know, Lizzo was off limit to them and others, you know. So you mentioned Lizzo.
And others.
Which, you mentioned Lizzo. You're now, everybody who's mentioned Lizzo has caught an L. I can't think of anybody who's mentioned it in the negative way has caught an L. So you now say something about Lizzo, you finna get it. And that's what's happening. Is they gonna bring up everything. I wouldn't be surprised if something else popped up.
Don't get canceled, bro.
What if she? What if she practicing the root? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
Demal.
She putting the root on somebody, like man. Like,
it's out here.
Oh, I don't know. That's some alleged magic stuff.
Allegedly.
Demal. You gotta say allegedly.
I don't know. I think people look for reasons to be outraged now. So people are just searching for that stuff because, like you said, that's something probably 5-10 years ago. Like I said, if you turn it on, most adults see her coming down the steps with a child in his underwear. They're just gonna skip it anyway. Like, I'm not about to watch this. So now I think people are looking for stuff, or now people are laying eyes on stuff that, you know, that's everybody's big thing, is exposing people now, and stuff that flew 5-10 years ago doesn't fly anymore. And it's just, you know, I think that's just the culture we live in, the cancel culture we live in. They look for reasons to cancel people. I don't think it's a conspiracy to take down Eric. Eric Spears is nowhere to be taken down.
He had that one comedy special after that was really funny. We talked about this last time.
Ever since dude beat him up on Corey Holcomb's show, he hasn't been funny since.
Baby, ever since Jay Farrell broke out, I feel like he hasn't been daggone relevant to me.
Jay Farrell took over.
I feel like all he did was just impersonations.
His heyday was definitely Mad TV, and what was that, 20 years ago?
Wait,
yeah, he was pretty funny in Mad TV, though. The Marquez, yes, I did laugh.
He was funny. He's funny writing for certain, you know, things, but it was past his time. It was 20 years ago, more than 20 years. Like,
but okay, so I think the common thing we all agree on is he was funny years ago, mm-hmm. and the videos and stuff he produced now is him still trying to connect to those glory days. Can we all just say that? Yeah, no,
probably.
I think he's made me.
Has he not advanced?
I think he's made me laugh like maybe 4 times in my life.
He said he wasn't even funny on Mad TV. He don't agree with us.
And that's 4 more times than Tiffany Haddish.
He appeals better, though. He appeals better than Daenerys. That's messed up, man.
Wait, did y'all see his nose flare out when he said?
Yeah. He's through with her. He's been through with her.
So she's not funny. The shit that she says is not funny.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, do you think the fact that he's still trying to bring this old form of comedy to the future, because it seems like he's still trying to do the same thing he's been doing since 20 years ago.
He's trying to cash.
It just not exist in this day and age.
He's trying to hit his viral moment and cash out. He's trying to find something to cash out on.
Mm-hmm. The guy's viral moment, all right.
I'll say what my man's that's on, he's on Grownish. He's Blackish. He's Dre's co-worker. And the dude that always has the Deion Cole. What Aries Spears would have been had he stayed relevant, basically, with the writing, the guest appearance.
Had he evolved.
Funny. Had he evolved, but he did. He stayed.
Even Deion Cole is a little bit more. I think Aries Spears is a very intelligent dude, but he doesn't do intelligent comedy. Like Deion Cole even does like a little intelligent comedy. Yeah. I think Aries Spears he tries to keep it real and keep it gutter and keep it street instead of being a smart intellectual comic. And he just tries to appeal to the lowest common denominator of, you know, this is like crackhead shit is funny. Like, it's not funny, but it's an easy laugh. But He goes for the easy laugh.
For real.
And that's what he goes for the easy laugh. Go for the easy laugh. It's never really that funny.
Mm-hmm. The low hanging fruit.
Correct.
Even though the timing of everything being exposed, I still feel like it's bigger than just the skit, though, because everything that we just heard about Tiffany Haddish and how it sounds like there was some type of grooming in there, because we didn't even talk about that whole $100 that was just thrown at the poor girl. You know what I'm saying? We didn't even touch on that yet, but that's all I'm saying. But
I mean, you brought it up, so touch on it. That's probably like worse.
I feel like
the mole had. He's like, yeah, that was a very terrible way to say that for this conversation.
I'm one of those people that always feel like, you know, I could see the good in everyone. So hearing this is definitely very disappointing, but I don't put it past her at all. I'm not putting past anything at all because, yes, the timing of this is very, very wild. And a lot of people are putting the blame on Aries. Yes, he was a part of the skit and this wrongdoing.
It was his house, too.
But it kind of feels like it's being calculated.
Well, listen, because, okay, you know, folks will label me a conspiracy theorist in a heartbeat. I don't care. But you have to think about the elite. You know, they do things just deep. I don't know. I just feel like this is by design because, like I said, this video's been out for a few years now already. So it's like, for whatever reason, they're putting this out now. Like, okay, Aries, what did you do to make them mad? Okay, because I think it's beyond Lizzo at this point.
It's way beyond her now.
You know, so.
It's way beyond her at this point.
But that's that's the thing, though. Like, if anything, number one, he's going to benefit from this more because, you know, I know any publicity is good publicity. So people are going to go back and pull up old Aries Spears stuff to see if he's really funny, number one. And the one thing I do want to say about both of them, for this one, I have a feeling like it wasn't malicious what they did. It was just in bad taste.
Like, I don't think I agree with that.
Yeah. I don't think it was malicious. I don't think it was they were trying to exploit anybody. I think they said they were trying to get a laugh and it was just in very, very, very bad taste.
Okay, so this is my thing about why things come up when they come up. Because I don't think it's like some big major grand conspiracy, like some collective is doing this. Now, is there an agenda from maybe an individual person? Absolutely, it always is. Was it a conspiracy for the person writing? I mean, an agenda from the person writing this article? Was it an agenda from the person that went and found this information? I think, but from my point of view, he went viral. And when people go viral, you start searching into other things, other aspects of their lives. Especially since you might be pro Lizzo. So you like, and we've seen this on Twitter all the time. You say something I don't like, I'm going to go back to your timeline and see what else you got. Like Damone said, you're going to go back and see all your other stuff. And then you stumble on some shit, you're going to put it out. Like, for real. Like, if I was to go back through somebody's timeline and I stumbled upon this video, I'm like, yo, did y'all see this?
So we made sure Lizzo not a part of the Court of Owls or nothing, right?
I don't know if she's not a part of the Court of Owls. I don't know. I don't know. Allegedly, she might be. We don't know.
Damone,
what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, but like, you don't have to make Aries Spears disappear. The nigga is not on anybody's radar right now. Like, you're not. This is probably going to help him more than it hurts him.
Okay, facts. So
Tiffany Haddish, might hurt her, but it's going to help him more than it hurts him.
Oh, it's definitely going to hurt Tiffany.
Yeah, she was just like kind of.
She got a lot going on.
The up. Wait.
She was on the upswing, yeah. So this hurts her more than him. Because facts. When it comes down to say your Bill Cosby or your Harvey Weinstein or any of these major figures that's been quote unquote canceled or hurt in some kind of way by news from their past that came out and came to the forefront. How much of this matters to people or should matter to people that it may be some sort of conspiracy versus, I mean, you did do this shit though. Like, where's the balance? Like, should they not face anything for it because it was maliciously put out? Or does this crime warrant them doing the time for it just because it's something that they did? Like, at what point in society do we make that differentiation?
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
For me, we don't.
I feel like if they've never been held accountable. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I feel like if you have never been held accountable for it, you should be held accountable for it, no matter how much time went by.
Right.
You did the crime, you got to do the time, even if you 30 years later, 10 mm-hmm. years later, 6 years later.
So no statute of limitations.
I don't care about that.
Uh-huh.
Me personally, I don't care about that because, I mean, slavery happened how many years? And then we still talking about reparations. So I'm trying to figure out how do we have this one conversation and we don't have this one.
Ooh.
I think the whole statute of limitations should be reevaluated to a bit. Because, you know, anything dealing with sexual assault, rape, murder, then, those limitations, that we shouldn't have them. But if you like smoked some weed a few days ago, or I don't know, like, Michael Vick. If you Michael Vick or something, like, at what point do you let that shit go? You know what I'm saying?
Michael Vick didn't do anything wrong.
Which is why I brought him up in this situation. I'm just saying, on the contrast.
That wasn't his problem.
You got people that's, you got your Harvey Weinsteins, and then you people treat them exactly the same as, I don't know, Michael Vick. Like,
but we,
you think Michael Vick killed somebody.
Because he's black. And, you know, what was the guy's name on the Subway commercial that came out?
Jared.
But nobody really said he didn't get anything canceled, but they canceled Michael Vick fighting dog. I'm just like, well, you know how that go. And
I don't know, man. We ain't seen Jared since.
Jared's still locked up, ain't he?
Well, no. He should be. Didn't he go to Verizon commercials at one point?
That was another guy. Tiffany, they're going to say we think they all look alike. We can't have that.
We all look alike.
They do say that.
People still call me damn Tech Nines. I don't want to hear it.
You stupid. That's what you look like.
Yo, I didn't realize this conversation. It's still so much to unpack in this conversation, by the way. Like, we didn't even talk about the rest of the video. Like,
what rest of the video? What else we gotta talk about in the video?
We gotta talk about the sister.
Oh, when he was in the tub.
And when the video was happening, why no one came to his aid? So we'll simplify this. I ain't gonna read throughout the whole article or anything. Yeah, yeah. Both siblings allegedly attended the shoot, which the lawsuit claims took place in Spears' home. Jane and Haddish's behavior changed once the children. Jane said Haddish's behavior changed once the children arrived at the home, no longer in the company of their mother. So when she got them away from mom's, she got a little different. It was like a whole 180 almost. She told the Daily Beast, Tiffany had never been mean to me, never raised a voice to me until this point. According to the lawsuit, the children were separated during the shoot. Jane recalls that Haddish told her to remain on the couch downstairs while her brother's shoot took place upstairs. The Daily Beast has received a recording of the video in which Haddish plays the boy's guardian and leaves him with Spears, who plays a pedophile. So that explains why the sister wasn't with them and the mom wasn't with them.
Because she was already uncomfortable.
What's crazy? Oh my God. So they leave the boy alone?
You see, it's a skit.
Yeah, they did.
Like, we see it's a skit. But what is, and I'm playing devil's advocate here, but what is the difference between that being a skit and them showing a scene like in Game of Thrones, when Sansa was getting assaulted? It's like you're telling a story. All they tried to make it comedy and tried to talk about it, but it's like, you know, they're showing it, and like Damone said, I don't think they were being malicious. They were trying to get a message. Did a bad job of it, but they were trying to get a message out.
Whereas, number one,
I find it crazy. I know you're an actor and that's your job, but some roles I question, because I don't know, you're playing you're assaulting somebody, or like even in the, like older movies where, you know, white people will be racist, you know how, you know, that make us feel and everything. I'm like, that's like, it's, I don't know. I always question that, like, is it really just a role? Because you know they say when it comes to acting, even the actors is playing a part of themselves.
American History X. Edward Norton did a pretty damn good job on that one.
Man.
Hold on, y'all. Damone, what are you going
to say? No, I was going to say, to counter DJ's point, I see what he's trying to do. But it's a difference between shooting a scene at a studio in front of hundreds of people, and you have a person there protecting child labor laws, and you have a person on set to protect children, and then going to somebody's house and shooting an iPhone video of somebody, of a little boy upstairs.
Was it only the four of them there, or them three and the little girl?
From the lot.
Did you
see the information in the article? It was just them.
Production. There was no production.
Oh, God.
Aries' personal house. The daughter was 14. The girl was 14. She was 14. Their little boy was seven.
Strike three.
You're out.
Right.
You're out.
Her mom was like, go ahead.
With Auntie Tiffany.
Strike four. So her mom was basically in the video. They were mimicking her mom.
Yeah.
In the video.
Oh.
Mm. I'm about to have fun. Like.
They're
the very people they're talking about. That's life imitating art, or art imitating life.
Mm-hmm.
Art imitating, yeah.
All right, so we gotta put a button on this. So let's talk about what happened after it was over. When my brother came downstairs, he was red in the face, crying, his eyes out, just bawling out in tears. And I'm immediately scared because I don't know what happened to him. When that happened, the only thing I could feel was how I felt in my video with Tiffany. I didn't know at the time if anything happened with him, like what had happened to me, but I just felt like something wasn't right with that moment. The sibling's mother was immediately alarmed when she received a phone call from her son crying. She said something to the effect of, I don't think Tiffany said this, by the way. When the mom was questioning her, she said, I don't think acting is for him. And I'm like,
girl,
what the F you mean acting isn't for him? My son is crying. Like, what is going on? So the sibling's mother allegedly spent the next week contacting Spears and asking to see the footage of her son. Spears allegedly kept repeating that it had not yet been edited. Eventually, the lawsuit states that Spears claimed John had been so uncooperative that his footage had been deemed unusable and subsequently deleted. Uh-huh. 4 years later, however, the gossip website Vossel published an article about Spears that described the sketch. It was then for the first time that John's mother said she became aware of what had actually been filmed. All the trauma, all the memories, all the anxiety and depressions and guilt and shame and fear. I feel like all of those emotions were triggered when this video situation came to a head, she said. To find out that she had violated such a sacred trust. Speaking of Tiffany, by the way, I trusted her with my children. That is what pushed me over the edge. So she didn't even know. Her kids weren't telling. I guess they were so traumatized that they didn't really want to talk about it, especially if they were treating Tiffany like fam.
Right.
You know, the likelihood of them telling moms what happened is really slim to none.
As a parent, how many times have you let your child go somewhere you've never been yourself?
Not
zero.
Not at all.
As a parent, how many times have you let your child go around adults with not one of the parents around? It don't happen.
I'm not even a parent, but I know my mama wasn't playing them games. And if I ever have kids, I ain't playing them games. So.
And then as far as like the Hollywood thing, like I have family from California. I have family that were young actors and actresses. Like one of my cousin, she was on The Fresh Prince. She was on Roseanne. But she was young, and her mother decided to pull her and her little brother out that light because she's seen it. She's like, if they want to do it when they get older, fine, but I can't expose my kids to this. Like, my cousin was out there doing Gap ads. So she knew the people to talk to, but she's like, I'm not comfortable leaving my kids or putting my kids in that lifestyle. If they want to do it when they come back and be older, that's fine, but I'm not going to be the parent to just, for the sake of fame or money, throw my kids to the wolves.
See what happens to him, right. Too. You just look at history. Holly weird.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin just finally recovered. Like, I'm like, bro, like.
Look at all the allegations from Nickelodeon right now. The actors that was on all that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few of them coming out saying some things. Jeanette McCurdy.
Disney, what they.
From Sam and Cat.
Gotta go get that book.
That why Nick came with the chilling suit trying to chill up cows?
I heard about that.
Yeah, I heard about that story too. It's some weird stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened with Nintendo? Weird stuff. Go ahead.
No, I said, what happened with Nintendo?
It's apparently Kels Mitchell from Keenan Hill, whatever, ex-wife came out saying she came home one day and caught
Nick Cannon
in a chilling suit trying to cheer up, you know, Kels or whatever.
Allegedly. Listen, no Nick Cannon slander shall prosper, okay? We don't slander
Nick Cannon. 20-30 years, everybody's gonna be descended from Nick Cannon and Kiki Wyatt, so stop it.
I'm just saying. Ain't no slander, but these are just facts. Ain't nobody was checking for Nick back in the day.
Everybody thought that man was corny as mug.
So for him to have all these baby mothers and stuff is still hilarious to me. I don't think I'm in the same universe when it's happening.
Everybody thought that man was corny as a mug.
Nick, now he's listen. Nick, no, he's been doing it. His list is pretty impressive. The list of women he's been with.
The first one I noticed was Mariah Carey.
Facts, there it is.
Hold on, before we get too far off, let's button this situation, this conversation up.
Oh, yeah, we still got to go back to this. Every time you bring it back up, everybody's face is like, oh, Lord.
Ah, damn. All right, I just want to, you know, this is an ongoing lawsuit right now. Right now, in public opinion, it's a shit show for Aries and Tiffany. The girl has her and her brother in therapy right now.
Good for them.
He said this situation... And I think this is probably like the most important part about this. It said it fucked him up. That's his word, not mine. It said it fucked him up real bad, and he don't like being on camera. He don't like to be touched by people because when, of course, with any little kid situations, you know how it is when you're trying to force them to do something they don't want to do. And, you know, he was in that situation with Aries and Tiffany. So it really messed him up. And it sucks that this had to happen. Altogether, I wish they made better decisions. Now, and this is the last question for this situation, and we're moving on. Do you think it's enough for a legal situation?
That's a good question. Yeah,
I'm stumped, honestly.
I will go with, I don't know, honestly. I don't have an answer.
She was like, hold on. I think I'm not sure about that. I mean,
because of the skit itself, like we all agree on, it was supposed to be a message just done on poor taste, but it's everything that is said after it. So everything that's said after it, and I mean, you could prove trauma easily in the court of law these days and times. So I honestly think that they could possibly take it to court. I don't know how much, you know, it'll go further than that, but I think they should take it to court.
I think they probably just gonna go for like some
settlement. Probably gonna be like a civil
settlement.
I mean, there was another settlement. I think the mother won, I think. Let me see.
I just want to bring up another point that in the article it said that Haddish left the boy with Spears and was gone. But if she left the girl downstairs and was upstairs with them, where was she at then?
Wow, that's gonna be a question they're gonna have to answer.
And was there any more going on like when the cameras were off?
That's what's gonna decide that case.
Like,
I'm just trying to say because they're trying to separate Tiffany Haddish from the actual action. Like, she basically was handing him off and then leaving herself. No, you were handing him off and still watching the scene go.
Right.
But they're trying to make it seem like she didn't know what was going on.
Oh,
no,
okay.
She was there the whole time.
So right here it says the siblings' mother negotiated a settlement in 2019. The lawsuit states, but the art, let me reread that because I just messed the whole thing up. The siblings' mother negotiated a settlement in 2019, the lawsuit states, but that agreement allegedly does not bind Haddish, who the complaint alleges insinuated she wanted no parts of the Spears settlement agreement via text. So, I don't know. That's just some weird behavior. It's so many gotcha moments and you know, it's just bad all around. But we got to get off this because we've been talking about this way too long for a situation like this.
I still want to fight. We've been talking about I'm ready this entire time. And I still want to fight these people. I don't even know these people or nothing. But it's just something about, like, child endangerment that just... It's like, it's the kids.
Right. I have a soft spot for the kids, so...
You know? And, you know, I believe that the children are the future, you know?
All right. So, speaking of, that's another great segue.
Hello.
Speaking of the children being the future, let's talk about bad behavior.
Yes.
And she's doing a little good behavior right
bad
now.
Bad behavior.
I don't know who that is.
Bad baby. Bad baby.
AKA Catch Me Outside. How about that?
Come on, Miss Danielle Brigoli.
This man know her real name because I should.
The girl name is what's her name? What's her real name?
Danielle Brigoli.
Danielle, yeah.
Okay, for y'all that don't know her, Catch Me Outside, how about that? But apparently she's a lot smarter than we give her credit. She two chained us. All right, she's fine.
She was going in, so I gotta give her that little credit.
All right, so according to Complex, Bad Baby is giving away a $1.7 million in scholarship funds. For trade school students.
Hey.
Ooh.
19-year-old Danielle Brigoli has created the Bad Scholarship Award in partnership with EduCapital Foundation, which provides itself on being the only national foundation to focus its efforts on trade schools education for the country's most underserved and poverty students. The initiative will distribute $1.7 million among 1,000 students enrolling in technical and trade schools, as well as those who have graduated and are pursuing entrepreneurial or further education.
Oh.
God bless.
You got to clap it up for her.
That karma coming back, yo. Dang.
That's a great
I can't
job.
Even be mad at her on that one.
That's a great job right there. I'm proud of the girl. So many people were just talking so much trash about her. And it's like, you don't hear these type of stories often. And then when these stories do break, I think the story broke like 2 weeks ago or something.
Yeah.
It wasn't trending.
It wasn't even on my radar until you brought it to my attention.
But when she was doing her OnlyFans, she might still be on there. But when she first started it, everybody's like, oh no. But hey,
why are we pronouncing this age?
So,
listen.
Oh, BK. BK started it.
But hey. If she didn't want me to pronounce it, she shouldn't have put it in there.
But hey.
So, Bad Baby.
So, my thoughts is.
BK.
Now, go ahead, Demo.
I was going to say Bad Baby and Bad Bunny aren't the same people.
No.
Oh, man.
Don't do Bad Bunny like that, man. Listen. Bad Bunny ain't out here in these streets blackfacing. I'm sorry. Is it Black Passing? It's Black Passing, right?
Black Passing.
I don't know what.
Her
kid or girl I know that can go on Dr. Phil, disrespect her mama, and become famous off of it. It couldn't be one of us doing that.
Hell, I said that for years.
True.
It's not Black Passing either. It's called a... Blackfishing.
There you go. Yeah. She is a very she high on it though. Her what's the other girl? Ariana Grande.
Vicky.
Her name is Ariana Grande. Okay? It's not even pronounced Grande.
I heard her pronounce it correctly. I heard her pronounce it correctly before. And I'm gonna stick with Ariana.
Grande.
Because when I first met her, I thought she was Latino.
Turtle, you stupid. No, Grandy isn't
Italian
either.
Listen, she was straight up turtle. Really?
God is a woman.
If y'all can't see him, he over here throwing his ponytail. He ain't got it.
Why you gonna do me like that, bro?
Anybody got any...
Hey, you know my baldy look nice though. You know what I'm saying? Keep that baldy looking
come
nice,
on,
you
bald.
Come on, Bob brothers up one. That's right, baby. Anybody got anything else to add to the bad behavior story for you? Stop blackfishing though, please.
Right, because I get questioned over here, but then they can get away with it. Kardashians, ooh. I'm just saying.
Oof.
Oh man, no, they turn back.
They turn back.
Oh yeah, they're taking the implants out now.
and wearing the blonde wigs and you know how they make them do the makeup with the half cheekbone? They're not doing that.
It's
So they actually toning down on the contour.
Yeah, they tone it down on the contour. That's
how you. Hey, look, when men learn the word contour,
it's bad.
And we know what it is. The internet done taught us some stuff. I'm just saying, the internet has taught us some stuff. So
You got to be able to talk shop nowadays. You got to be able to talk
shop nowadays. I have to know a little bit while what's going on. Right. So I have to.
So you do.
Cause when the wife come in talking about the makeup, I'd be like, "Oh, so you—that's a contour, right?" She'd be like, "Damn, look at me."
Yeah, look good. I got away with like 3 years calling everything smoky eye, and then I had to figure out.
There you go.
Smoky eye, right?
I don't wear well makeup, so I don't know none of the lingo. I'm okay with it.
Oh man.
What's next on the docket?
What are we talking about?
So Meg Thee Stallion was on this past week's episode of She-Hulk. And the internet, not all of us, because some of us actually like She-Hulk, the show, and a lot of us actually read the comics, so we know this is pretty much on par with the flavor of who She-Hulk is. But for those of the people who don't know, that absolutely hate the show, absolutely hate it even more now, because She-Hulk, dun dun dun, was twerking. That was the big controversy.
Oh my God.
You see how everybody
twerking.
Everybody reacted on this panel? Exactly. It's not that deep.
It's whack.
It's not that deep.
I'm gonna go twerk out some headlights right now.
And then the actress
woman.
As soon as we finish recording, okay?
Right, go ahead.
And the actress,
tomorrow's a holiday.
Actress Tatiana Maslany, she's a big Meg Thee Stallion fan. So you imagine how much of a dub that was for her. Especially when she said that line at the end of the show. When she said that line, she really meant that. She said,
"I'll kill for you, Megan."
She really meant that. She is a Meg stan.
I was like, what am I watching?
Hold on, wait. Come on, you didn't see show. It?
No, I mean, it's no, I mean... From the internet, spoiler. I know it happened.
Well, the internet has.
Yeah, it's not a spoiler. It's not a spoiler for the episode.
Yeah, it's not a spoiler for the episode.
Women twerking. Oh no!
Like, close your eyes, everybody.
Apparently, so you know.
Go ahead.
The CGI. No, but like I said, from reading the comic books, I'm not going to be that old guy that doesn't like to see other people have fun. Like, if they have fun. Is it for me? No, but I don't care. It's not gonna stop me from watching it.
Can y'all stop getting on like Facebook in these groups and on these pages talking about, oh my God, but what about the kids? It's a PG-13 show, people. Trust me, your daughters and your sons, if they are of the age to be on TikTok and Facebook and YouTube and all that,
they done seen
at this point, they done seen way worse.
They seen worse.
The CGI wasn't even that great.
You know what it looked like? A Sims character twerking.
Yeah. and even Meg was toned down in the episode. She had on a full suit. Shut up.
Exactly.
People.
Exactly.
Not your superheroes, just because they're superheroes, does not make it for kids. No one's trying to corrupt the mind of your children. Jesus ain't gonna trip over a little CGI twerking.
Right, I'm sure they were twerking back in them days or stuff.
Hoochie Days, you know what it was. They was down that juke joint.
Jesus loves the heathens.
No, if you... I mean, technically, you'd be right, though.
Jesus did love the heathens.
He loved everybody.
Jesus loves the heathens. Everybody.
Just so we're clear, I rock with Jesus over here, but that don't mean I ain't gonna get these jokes off from time to time. Just so you know. Just so we're clear. I feel like God has a sense of humor. If he didn't, we wouldn't have a sense of humor.
There you go.
If you believe in it, I know people don't, not everybody do, but just saying. Okay, let's move on,
Brother Deacon.
Need another alter ego right there.
Yes, it is.
Don't do it. You know I will. I will go get me one of these cheap suits from the Goodwill. with the unmatching handkerchief. Yo, I do
make the suit big and baggy too. Crispy. You know, you gotta do it old school. Gotta be big and baggy.
With the long shoes that point at the top. And they gotta be powder blue. No matter what they be having on, they always powder blue gators.
Deacon and Wesley Green.
All right, last.
not the pastor and the pimp dressing alike.
Forever. We got one more situation here. Oh, okay.
What is
okay,
it? Not you situation. It? You got it?
Yeah. All right. So this is my last question for the panel. Then we go into y'all. I promise. Who killed R&B, man? Who killed R&B? Did Diddy kill R&B? That's like the common.
Diddy?
I don't necessarily think R&B is dead though, because I still listen to some artists out there. I think we did a couple of, like, when we talked about the top five vocalists I like from R&B and everything. I named a few from today. So I don't think that is necessarily dead. I just feel like hip hop took over so strongly that R&B lost its identity.
That's exactly I think right there. Like, it started mixing in with rap and hip hop, and it just lost itself.
But that was by design, though.
What'd you say, Damone?
I was just gonna say, kind of the same thing. Like you said, R. Kelly, T. Pain, that shit killed R&B. Him trying to write R&B songs like rap songs. Him trying to write like Missy Elliott, number one. But him trying to write R&B songs like rap songs killed R&B.
People still say R. Kelly the king of R&B. Do y'all agree with that statement?
I mean, I'm not here to dispute that.
No.
You wasn't supposed to make me cry. I'm over here crying.
As far as
I'm not here to dispute R. Kelly,
if he was to have, let's just say we did a verse, it'd be tough for a lot of artists to beat R. Kelly out on verse.
That's true.
I feel like the closest person with enough versatile records and stretch across as many platforms as R. Kelly does, it wouldn't be Usher.
Babyface.
It would be Babyface, T-Pain, and Neo. Because those are the only three people that like stretch across several different genres that could be like, all right, I can put up a rock song, or I can put up this country song, or I can put up a pop song, or R&B song. You know, it's not that many.
But when we're talking about a kingdom, right? What are we adding? Like list of hits and longevity as well? Because if we're talking that, I'm going Babyface.
Where's Chris Brown coming out of?
Chris Brown with us.
If you're doing it in a basic platform, if you're doing it, anybody can be beat. If you're just doing a 20 song platform, like. That's a handicap for him, because he has so much in his catalog. So I think anybody can be beat. It depends on who puts the right songs together in a 20 song.
It's curating that list. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
But like I said, it's just
Chris Brown.
No. Crazy.
That's why I said Chris Brown and Usher. So.
Not even an honorable mention.
Usher is way closer than Chris Brown. Let's just say that right now. I love Chris Brown. I'm a fan of his music, but he made the same song for like the past 7 years, and I'm not here for it.
Okay.
Chris Brown doesn't even have a classic album, and people are saying that Confessions is one of the best albums of all time. So you can't really compare the two.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh, she came with the smoke, but I think you're right. I don't think Chris got a complete classic album. Now you can take several songs from several albums and make a complete album, but. I mean, but he do have, like, you can listen to a Chris Brown album all the way through his older stuff and still get into it, but I don't think it all amounts to classic, though.
The closest maybe, possibly, almost, is Fame. But other than that, nah.
Damn, that was his best. That was his best body of work.
I mean, that wasn't even his best body of work. His best body of work was the first album, because at least it has a flow.
The Chris Brown.
You listen to the beginning of the album, he's like trying to get the girl. He got the girl. They're in love. Now they're breaking up. That's the flow of the album.
A story there.
So at least we have a story. So that could be close to a classic.
But that's like his best body of work right there.
We really think Robert Kelly beating Jay-Z's
I like think he'll tear be up in the verse.
Jay-Z's wife?
Hold on, Damone. Are you suggesting that Beyonce is the god of R&B? Because like you got kings and you got queens, but God is supposed to be the person.
The only person floating around in that Michael Jackson stratosphere is Beyonce.
I hate to say this. But Luther got the pipes. He definitely did. But Luther Vandross was a cover artist.
He was a cover artist, so you gotta kind of take a hit.
The cover artist that made songs his. He didn't own. It depends on the genre, because if you're just doing longevity, and you say R. Kelly, then can't nobody touch Stevie Wonder in the verses. He got stuff spanning.
That's true.
He's been making hits since he was 12.
Stevie is your favorite artist too. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Before you go forward with what I will say, and I'm gonna give you something so y'all can argue later on. Rick James better than Prince. Rick James better than Prince.
Everybody go quiet. What you say?
I said.
So anyway,
I'm going live after this.
Yo,
because I was just about to say, you can't really touch Prince, because Prince wrote the 80s.
And Rick snorted the 80s.
Rick James, you said Rick snorted the 70s. He did snort the 70s. He snorted the same thing you're snorting. But I'm just saying, as far as a guy that you can look, like you said, album, the dude wrote rock albums, because let's be clear, Prince was a rock star. He wasn't a pop star. He's a rock star. He was in the Jimi Hendrix guild before a guy that could write songs for Sinead O'Connor. I was just looking at it the other day. I'm like, dude wrote under so many names for so many artists. Some of their favorite songs are Prince.
That's nice and all. But if you
that's coming out 30 years later,
you're not gonna put on Purple Rain too much. Why would you?
Alexa,
Don't play it. Copyright.
Don't be putting Alexa on this channel. Well, Alessa got to be a part of the damn panel. She going to show up now.
Earth, girl, we got to get off of this show. Y'all got to stop this.
I love the Isley Brothers, but Earth.
We got to end the conversation, damn it. But I'm going to go with Earth Wind, though.
Earth for the fire.
Thank you, bro.
I don't know who to pick. Especially when I found out how many hits Isley Brothers was behind.
If I want some smooth stuff, I'll go listen to Isley Brothers. I want to fucking rock a little bit. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
But Isley Brothers got a little bit of everything.
I got to go downstairs and clean up. It looks like it's about to be some Earth, Wind going down.
I'm telling you, bring the elements in now.
Yeah. All right, listen. Y'all make sure y'all put me in your favorites list, because damn it, we going to have this conversation. We're going to have it right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to have a legit who is the best R&B artist of all time.
Okay. We got to go. That's a whole nother show now.
That's what I'm saying. We got to do that.
Now the best R&B artist not named Michael Jackson.
Right. In his grave still. Yep. I agree. Hands down.
Mike, the king of pop. When you say
he did R&B.
Michael Jackson excluded. Michael Jackson excluded from this conversation.
Michael Jackson did R&B. Michael Jackson did disco. And he did pop.
Michael Jackson is the universe that we all live in for music.
Yeah. Okay,
we got this discussion.
Yeah, we definitely gonna do it. No, y'all stay close because I'm about to make another Facebook.
So we can explain why we
I'm not doing no Facebook group. Sorry.
Not a Facebook group, I meant.
Oh, like a chat.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, BK, I do plan on doing a live. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I want to question some of these R&B lyrics, though. Like, for example, you know, Toni Braxton's my girl. I love her. But I'm sorry, Breathe Again is one of my favorite songs, but I had to really listen to that song. Like, what you mean I'm not going to breathe again because you're not near me and all that? Yeah, I'm going to have to question.
Oh, no. You let me know when this show go down again. So I can That's at least all? Be in the comments.
Hey, I'm going to figure it out. I don't know how I'm going to do it yet. But yeah, because somebody kind of broke my heart. They cut off the little last string of, you know, Black Love R&B song that I had. Because they was like, girl, did you listen to Let's Get Married for real? I said, dang, you're right. They did say, well, yeah, we're getting old now. We might as well just do it.
Facts.
Yo, some of the best songs from the 90s, early 2000s R&B hits are very, very questionable lyrics. Okay?
I mean, you can go back, though. Like, I think it was, who was it? Ella Fitzgerald? Was it Ella Fitzgerald? I forget. She got a song in the 50s, 60s. It said, if my man beat me, what does it matter? It's not your business.
You know what?
Send me the link.
I mean, it's kind of true, but at the same time.
And that's not like what she's saying metaphorically. She says it on the
song. She straight up says it.
Oh, no.
Because I'm the same way y'all are. I'm big on lyrics. Like, I listen to lyrics. That's why I love lyrics. I love R&B. I love rap. And I'm listening to some of the stuff, and I'm like, a lot of that stuff we listen to is pretty creepy. It's pretty like,
it's pretty creepy. But that goes back to our conversation like 2-3 weeks ago, BK, when we were talking about how much, you know, art definitely imitates real life.
True.
So Kmart, so the answer to your question was Lil Wayne's auto-tune album killed R&B, that's what it was.
Pause.
Who said that?
Who's
Kmart?
Nobody said that.
I don't know that guy.
Who's that? No, now you gotta say it again, because I'm cutting the other part out, just so you know.
Cut this out too, because I was a teenager when I found out your first name.
Oh no.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I said, yeah, okay.
We don't talk about that. We don't talk about
secrets. Just sing it. These are my confessions. Sing it.
Man, y'all got
don't put up that technical difficulty sign so I can scold in the background.
I said, so the answer to this question.
Say it again.
BK,
the answer to your question was
Lil Wayne's auto tune album was the end of R&B.
I forgot that album existed though.
You talking about the rock out, how to love and all that?
Yeah, you got love.
Oh my god, Amelie is on that album.
That was a Carter.
Which Mr. Carter
is on that album. You ain't right.
You know what? That was a pretty hot album though. That album was hot.
Even though I was not good, Carter, in my opinion. I was about the next song I was going to name was Mr. That was Officer, but that's definitely giving R&B vibes.
Yeah. I got to end the show. All right. So, listen. Thank you guys for listening. Anybody got anything to plug? I know Tiffany Red. I know you got to plug your YouTube, man.
All right, well, y'all can subscribe to my YouTube channel at Wisdom Over Feeling. Okay, I'm also on Instagram. And I have other couple YouTube pages that I'm not going to mention because I'm still working on those. But yeah, definitely, you can hit me up over there with them over films.
Yeah, definitely check her out. I'll be over there sometimes. Every now and again, I show up in there.
And he don't ever invite me.
Girl, you know you're welcome, like, girl.
No, I said he don't.
Oh, okay. Him.
I got you on the next time I show up in the comments. I'm like, yo, I'm going to the comments. You know,
I'm gonna need the BK Space Show on my live one day. We're gonna talk about something, but I got it. Go over there.
Hey,
it's gonna happen.
Auto,
it's already
auto magically. Turtle Boy, go ahead and plug your stuff, man.
It's Turtle Boy. I'm live on Twitch like every weekend. And I'll be featuring along with BK and Novocaine every now and then whenever they want to hit me up if they, you know what I'm saying, need me and I'm bored and I ain't doing nothing. And they catch me before I go to work.
God dang.
Absolutely.
We the bored activity.
No. Don't you ever.
That was very precise.
Don't you ever
catch that.
He just slid.
I don't know how to work that thing for the life of me.
He was like, hold up. That ain't what I said. Anybody else got anything they need to plug before we kick y'all out the studio?
We're not kicking them out. Don't do that to them.
I'm sorry. Before I open the door and gently let y'all leave on your own.
Don't
terms.
Do my friends like that.
Hey, if you're in the Tampa Bay area, you want to watch the ball, y'all. Wharton. It might be broadcasted. I don't know. We play the number one running back in the class of 2020. This next graduating class, we play against.
Let's go. I'm tuning in.
Oh, this is fun. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys for coming in.
We definitely got to do this again. Panels are fun. We got to do more of these. We got to hit something up live. Tiffany Red, we gonna definitely show up on your show. Turtle Boy, you know, we coming to. Anybody else that want us to come through and bless your airways, we are there. Just let us know. But Ice Face Gang, catch this outro. Y'all. Ice Face Gang, that's our show for today.
Did we miss anything? Let us know in the comments below or wherever you're listening to us.
Do us a favor and head over to www.thebkspaceshow.com. That's space with a Z. You can get all the blogs, the audio, the video, and some really cool merch.
And if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, leave us that 5-star rating. And YouTube, like, comment, share, and subscribe
to the BK Space Show, where society meets pop culture. I am your host, the BK Space, here with my very lovely co-host,
Novocaine, baby.
Ice Space Game, thanks for tuning in.